I get letters from people who have read The Treasure Principle, which challenges people to give away larger portions of their income. I've gotten letters from people who have sold their third house and their second house and, and who have liquidated those assets and given it to God's kingdom and experienced great blessing. I got one. Had one phone call from a man who said, as a result of reading my book Money, Possessions, and Eternity, that he had given away an additional $38 million that year. And I thought, oh, okay, an additional $38 million. But, you know, for most people, of course, it's on much lower scale than that, but it's just every bit as real. There's a nurseryman, you know, a farmer grows trees in our church who came to me and was excited about, I told him about the Jesus Film Project. And so he, you know, just, he just got so excited about it. He came and met with me and said, here's my plan. And he bounced it off me. Here's where I want this money to go. And I also want to put in our will, the Jesus Film was a major recipient of funds. When my wife and I die, our children are doing fine. They don't need financial help. They're grown. They're adults. They have good jobs. And so we want the bulk of it to go to God's kingdom. But the thing is, this guy was so, he's one of the most, I guess you'd say, phlegmatic people that I know. He's very non-emotional. I have never once seen him, in all the years I've known him, I've never seen him so animated, so alive, so full of joy, as when he was talking about how now when he works, at the end of the day, he knows that people are hearing the gospel, and that people are being helped to come to faith in Jesus, and that one day, in the presence of Christ, he's going to meet these people, and he's going to hear these stories. And this guy's, he's a transformed man.